You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
Well, one day I had 20/20 vision. The next day I was reading the paper. Yes, that was a while ago. Newspapers in those days were reality. And the words were jumping around in the paper. I went, I was losing my eyesight. I went to the doctor and had my eyes checked. And of course, I needed glasses and have been wearing them ever since. Thank heavens for glasses. But I certainly became very religious about feeding my eyes the foods they need so they can be really clear and not get worse. I wish I had done this earlier. And we're here to tell you that it's a really great idea to start right in the very beginning of our lives so you can maintain good eye health your whole life, because it's so precious. So I think, Carolina, everybody knows that carrots are good for your eyes. I think every kid in the planet knows that, oh, if I eat carrots, my eyes will be good. But there's so many other foods. What are the top foods that you think we need to have for high-performance eye health?
Yeah, carrots are the top one. I'm glad that so many kids know it. And when I was little, my mom used to joke and say, well, have you ever seen a bunny wearing glasses? And
that's very good.
That's because they eat lots of carrots. But what makes carrots so good is the fact that they're rich in beta carotene, which is a type of vitamin A. It's what gives them that orange coloring. So as a matter of fact, any fruits or vegetables that have that orange and reddish color are going to have some beta carotene, most likely, and are going to be an eye performer. So a great eye food, a great food to eat for your eye health. What it does, it just provides that essential part of to make sure that your eyes stay strong, like to make sure that the retina in your eyes are healthy and are formed and are regenerated when it needs it. So any fruits or vegetables that's orange or red, and carrots or sweet potatoes or red peppers are all going to be on the top of the list.
Oh, and they're also delicious and easy to feed to kids and to ourselves. Again, we keep focusing on kids, but mom, dad, we need to have our eyes in good health as well. But I understand eggs are really good for eyes. I bet that's a surprise to everybody listening.
Yeah, because eyes don't just need beta carotene. They need some other things too. For example, zinc. Is great, and lutein are great to reduce the macular degeneration, which basically is just your eyes going bad. You know, it's that's what it boils down to. And ends up eggs is a great source of both lutein and zinc and some other minerals and vitamins that are going to help cut down that risk of degeneration in your eyes and eyesight. So, and eggs has a really good source of protein as well. So it's one of those feed all organs kind of food, and it's going to help with eyesight too. So it's a great one to add to your maybe morning routine.
Yeah, but I heard today someone saying, well, I just have egg whites and for breakfast. I don't, and that's what she's doing for her overall health, skipping the yolks. So what's your take on that?
Well, the egg comes packaged as a whole, and I think it's okay to sometimes do egg whites and maybe like do 3 egg whites and an egg yolk, but to never have any egg yolk, then you're missing out on some of the nutrients that are only present in the yolk. Even the fat that is present in the egg is going to be mostly in the yolk, and that is also proven to have some great benefits to different organs in our body, not just the eyes. So I think that a lot of people avoid it because of the cholesterol, but after so many studies have shown that the relationship between how many eggs you eat and increased heart disease is not really there. There isn't really a correlation, that eggs have been let off the hook. So we don't have to worry so much about the yolk. And the yolk is actually where the lutein and the zinc are. So for your eyes, you really want to be eating the yolk.
Okay, well, every morning for my eye health, I have almonds. That's one of the many things I eat, but I have them every day. Not a lot, but raw, you know, slivered raw almonds. I munch them in my trail mix. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, you're right on target. All nuts are great, especially almonds. They're going to have a lot of vitamin E, which is a powerful antioxidant. All antioxidants are going to have great properties throughout our body. And our eye is exposed to oxygen 24/7, right? Oxygen oxidizes, which means it makes it go bad. It makes it break down. So that, again, that same word, macular degeneration, which basically has to do with the breakdown of the cells in your eye and the protection your eye has, your retina. So vitamin E is great to prevent that, and all nuts are going to be great sources, especially almonds and sunflower seeds. So you're not just eating them for heart health, you're eating them for eye health too.
Nice. I love them. Well, have we left any food group out?
Yeah, don't forget your leafy greens. Your leafy greens are going to also have that vitamin C, which is another antioxidant that's also going to help lowering the risk of any degeneration. It also has some lutein, just like I mentioned for the eggs, the egg yolk. You can find them in leafy greens too. So if you really want to power up, maybe a egg omelet with some spinach would be fantastic. Mm. To kick off your day for eye health. And then all fruits and vegetables are going to be great, but I like citrus and berries because of their powerful punch of antioxidants. Again, you notice the trend here. We really focus on anything that's going to prevent oxygen from damaging our eyes. That's why it's exposure. So we have to have some shields up.
You know, that's so well said. I don't think most of us think about having to protect our eyes from overexposure to oxygen. So thank you for that. And I when you're talking about eggs and leafy greens, I keep thinking of egg salad, which I love egg salad. And a lot of people just sort of forget to use eggs in that way. But I know you have a couple of recipes for us. One, I love them both, but sweet potatoes, there's a ringer. I love sweet potatoes. How do you like to serve them for eye health?
I know. I love a sweet potato pudding. It makes it so you don't have to just eat it at lunch or dinner. You can actually have it as a snack or even for breakfast. But it's just sweet potatoes, and we use a little bit of butter, real butter, the real stuff, and then a little bit of maple syrup and some pumpkin pie spice. And I like to actually add a couple of spoons of yogurt to it. It's not on the original recipe, but that's kind of my twist. Add a couple of tablespoons of full fat, plain, healthy yogurt, and to kind of make it the consistency a little bit thicker, and it makes a great snack or a breakfast item.
Yeah, I absolutely love sweet potatoes, and they are, and that pudding is fabulous. And you have a smoothie with berries. I think it's a berry blast smoothie. It's definitely a great one.
Yeah, that smoothie has just about every food we were talking about. It starts with the ripe banana, and then you throw in some baby carrots. And a lot of people ask me about carrots in smoothies. You can steam them first, or if you have a really good blender, like one of those Vitamix, then you can just put them raw, and the blender will take care of it. And then we like to use frozen triple berry blend. Wyman's has a great one, but you can just mix your own as well. I like using the tiny blueberries. They're more concentrated with that antioxidant. The name is fleeing me. I know you remember which ones I'm talking
wild.
About.
Well, the wild. They're wild.
The wild. There you go. Those are great. And then instead of using water, we use almond milk on this one. And just to boost eye health, throw in a tablespoon of almond butter. It's so delicious. And it'll really give you that extra vitamin E that you're looking for. So that's an easy one to make in the morning, right out the door, and get your kids started for their protection of their eye health as well as their brain health. It ends up all those nutrients also feed the brain. Well, and I think we're all out of time, so I want to send everybody to where they can find these delicious recipes we're talking about, and that's our website. That's kidcritics.org, spelled with two Ks. There's a recipe tab where you can find all that, or look for us on Facebook. We post them there, and Pinterest as well. Remember, if you missed any of our Radio MD episodes, you can find them on RadioMD.com, including this one if you want to share with somebody you think needs some better eye health. In the meantime, stay well.